AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden announced plans for immediate significant restrictions on migrants seeking asylum at the Mexico border. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The move would bar migrants from getting asylum once officials deem the border is overwhelmed.
This action will help us gain control of our border.
The president says he'd rather have had legislation to address the issue instead of going it alone.
But Republicans have left me no choice.
Saying they weaponized a key issue by rejecting a bipartisan bill months ago at Donald Trump's urging. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others, though, call the president's move a political stunt, noting he waited to act until months before an election where immigration is a White House liability.
It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Before the House Judiciary Committee today, Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan is chairman.
Mr. Garland, we're glad you're here today. We've got lots of questions. Many Americans believe there's now a double standard in our justice system. They believe that because there is. And we're going to have lots of questions about that problem.
Garland rebuked Republicans who have sought to hold him in contempt.
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented and they are unfounded. These attacks have not and they will not influence our decision-making.
Garland condemned as a conspiracy theory the claim the Justice Department was behind Donald Trump's state court prosecution in New York, in which the former president was convicted of 34 felony charges. In Delaware, prosecutors played audio of Hunter Biden reading his memoir and showed the jury his laptop in Biden's federal gun trial. Hunter Biden has been charged with 3 felonies for lying on a gun application. Stocks are higher at the closing bell. This is AP News. A Nebraska funeral home discovered a 74-year-old hospice patient declared dead by her nursing home was alive.
The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says when they made their shocking discovery, funeral home workers started CPR and called 911. The woman was rushed to a Lincoln hospital where she died hours later. Chief Deputy Ben Hoochin said it was not the nursing home's fault.
I also want to state that in our investigation, the funeral home did absolutely nothing wrong. They are the ones who found that she was still alive.
That audio is courtesy of KLKN. He says investigators are looking into what happened, but hadn't found evidence yet that any laws were broken. Similar incidents have been reported at funeral homes in New York and Iowa in the past 18 months. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A volcano belched a plume of ash and steam into the night sky in the central Philippines, and a powerful explosion that sent more than 700 people to evacuation camps. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.